T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
With Stephen Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Spreading out to eat in Wichita. We'll get more on that from editor Bill Roy. Local business update from the Wichita Business Journal coming up shortly. Now, Stephen Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Wichita-based Spirit Aerosystems bringing back some temporarily laid off and furloughed workers.
Two.
Sedgwick County Commission has approved the budget for the upcoming year. It totals $438 million.
One.
The Big 12 Conference will hold college football games this fall. Kansas State and Kansas both scheduled to play their season openers in less than a month. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We have a moving left lane closure northbound on the Kansas Turnpike, and it's between Webb Road and the Towanda Service Area. The Kansas Turnpike Authority doing some barrier wall maintenance today. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And taking a look at our weather forecast here on this Thursday, looking at a high today of 91 degrees on a mostly sunny day. Tonight, overnight low down to 73 under a partly cloudy sky. Then looking ahead for Friday, a sunny day tomorrow with a high 93. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the east-northeast. It is mostly cloudy, 75 degrees. We're on our way to a high today of 91. Weather forecast here on this Thursday. Coming up on the Glenn Beck Show between 9 and 11 a.m., a lot of great topics to talk about with Glenn Beck today, including raising $16,000. Target is doing that for a Kroger manager who was shamed on Twitter over face masks. Only one of the topics discussed on the Glenn Beck Show, 9 to 11 a.m. this morning, every weekday morning, right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's check out what's going on in the world of technology.
Fox on Tech.
Zoom weddings are in because most couples are going ahead with their big days, even if that means moving them virtually. The Knot Worldwide says only 7% of couples with wedding dates between July and November have canceled. That means the show must go on. And for Emily and Tim O'Heron, a digital extravaganza, complete with a videographer package that allowed 150 of their friends and family to witness their union on the small screen. And the minor technical glitches they experienced, Tim says, were a small price to pay for the biggest perk of all, the money they saved.
The way we did obviously reduced costs quite significantly, and we used the money we saved to take advantage of the historically low interest rates, and we're about to move into our first home.
They pocketed more than $20,000 by skipping the venue, catering, and open bar, and put that towards a down payment. It's a trend even wedding experts don't expect to go away, even when the virus does. With Fox on Tech, Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
KNSS received some major awards yesterday. We got
some news indeed that
the Kansas Association of Broadcasters has named KNSS Radio as we won Best Newscast, we won Best Sportscast, we won Best Website.
So, yeah.
Pretty happy about that.
Some good things going there.
It's stuff we do every day. We give you the news, the sports, and all the information you need at your fingertips on our website 24/7, and we got a little bit of recognition for that. So
you know, it's always nice to get a little bit of recognition when we do something like that.
So. Yeah, we did get some feedback from our listeners on Facebook. Dan, one of our faithful listeners, says, "This is no surprise to me. I love listening in the mornings, sometimes on the radio, sometimes on the app. Congratulations." Thank you, Dan. And we heard from Susan as well. Susan says, congrats, Steve, Ted, Jad, and Tony. Always a great show. Listen every day. Keep up the good work.
Hey, well, thank you.
Susan giving you some love there, and our program director, Tony Dusing, too. So, and we got other comments as well. So thanks to everybody that listens to us every day and comments, and we're very appreciative of some nice awards there from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters, Best Website, Best Sportscast, Best Newscast.
Yeah.
We try hard every day, and we're glad for the honor. 8:53 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Spreading out to eat in Wichita. Let's get more local business update from Bill Roy, editor at the Wichita Business Journal. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, Wichita has passed an ordinance that allows restaurants and retail shops to use sidewalks to promote social distancing. Business owners can apply for a free temporary use permit to set up cafes and pop-up shops on sidewalks, parking lots, grassy areas, and city right-of-ways. The program is called Open Air ICT. It's designed to provide a more safe and comfortable environment for businesses struggling during the pandemic. If you're a Torchy's Taco fan and you live on the west side, listen up. The first location in East Wichita is at 21st and Rock. Now groundwork has started on the new site at the southwest corner of 29th and Mays. It's just north of the Homegrown and the New Market North Shopping Center. There's no timeline yet for construction or opening. A company spokesperson says the second location will open next year. And a personnel move in the banking industry, Barry Purdy, has joined Andover State Bank as executive vice president. Purdy most recently was executive vice president and chief credit officer at Kansas State Bank. He held those roles for more than a decade and worked at the bank for more than 18 years. Andover State Bank President and CEO Allison Grace says it was important to find a seasoned banker with a proven track record. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Thank you, Bill. And that's a local business update from editor Bill Roy with the Wichita Business Journal. It's 8:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A federal judge has ruled in favor of two couples who sued for the right to have more than 50 people at their weddings in western New York, despite pandemic restrictions. The judge issued a preliminary injunction in a case involving couples who had booked weddings at a golf club. The ruling allows the venue to operate under the same 50% capacity rule as restaurants, serving dinner indoors. The decision by the Cuomo administration at the state government level called that irresponsible and said they were exploring legal remedies.
I see.
Poor people want to hold their wedding and can't to find a place where they can gather enough people together to do it.
Well, just invite 50 people.
That doesn't work for the wedding. You got to have people there. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day, Steve and Ted in the morning. Thanks for listening here on this Thursday morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Have a great day.
Oh, we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.